Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
A status hearing today for Jahar Tsarnaev, the accused Boston Marathon bomber, lasted less than half an hour, but it did establish a critical date.
Judge George O'Toole says Tsarnaev's trial will start this November 3rd, almost a year sooner than the defense wanted.
Tsarnaev's lawyers have a huge amount of material to sift through, 2,000 pieces of physical evidence and massive quantities of digital evidence.
WBUR's Bruce Gellerman was at this morning's hearing in federal court and joins us in the studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Sasha.
So this trial is now scheduled to start in about 9 months.
Right.
But the defense had been hoping they'd have at least a year and a half to prepare. Did the judge explain why he sided with the prosecution?
Oh, he said it's reasonable and fair. That's what he said about the date, November 3rd. He said, by and large, with some exceptions, and this is a direct quote, the government's timeline is more reasonable than the timeline that was set out by the defense.
And was defense unhappy about
this? Oh, big time. They were really frustrated. Bordering on anger, I would say.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, is this November start date set in stone?
It is set in stone for now, but what you can expect is that the defense is going to file motions as we get closer to the trial date, saying we don't have enough time, we don't have enough time. In fact, Judy Clark said it's impossible for us to prepare by this date. And they may be building up a record to show that if he is found guilty, they could appeal based upon his denial of his Sixth Amendment rights to a adequate prepared trial.
And the defense says it's impossible to prepare because of the volume of the evidence.
Oh, so it's enormous.
Give us some sense of how much is 67 terabytes?
That's what they said. 67 terabytes. I did some looking up. Okay, uh-huh. So you probably have a terabyte maybe in your computer, 1,000 gigabytes. So let's go through the numbers here. The Hubble Space Telescope has amassed in 20 years of observing the universe 45 terabytes. It's equal to 30 billion single space typewritten pages or 6 million phone directories.
So a lot of work cut out for them.
A lot. They have an enormous amount of data. But you know something, Sasha? They say they don't have enough. They want access to 2,000 pieces of physical data, which are residing in Quantico, the FBI's labs, in two labs.
Right, because the defense also complains that the prosecution has been slow to hand over evidence. So tell us more about that complaint.
They said slow and sluggish. A direct quote from Judy Clark says, it's not the defense that's dragging its feet. We're struggling to get access to the evidence. It's a slow and cumbersome process. At one point, they said, we asked for something in early December. We didn't get it to the beginning of February. So they're saying, you know, how can we go to trial in November this year? We want to go to trial, you know, another year after that.
And Judy Clark, who you just mentioned, high-profile California defense attorney representing Jahar Tsarnaev.
Exactly.
There is still the possibility that the defense team will ask for a change of venue for the trial. Take it out of Massachusetts. Take it out of Boston. Did that come up today?
It did. They scheduled that for June 18th, and that's when we'll be discussing. And the question really is there. Do they want to change the trial? The venue. Boston seems to be a good place in terms of people being against the death penalty.
Right, and that's one way that the death penalty decision could shape defense trial strategy. Any other insights today into how the defense is strategizing about how it's going to approach this?
Well, they did talk about expert witnesses and try to schedule that because the judges, this was the only time the judge equivocated on a date. He said, I'm not going to determine when you have to give your list, share your list of expert witnesses because, you know, it may tip off the defense's strategy in terms of where they're going with it.
Now, in terms of the courtroom dynamics today, was Jahar Tsarnaev in the courtroom?
No.
Were victims there?
No. There were some victims in the courtroom, I think 4 or 5.
Now, people like Mark Fukeral, one of the bombing victims who was very badly injured and even lost a leg, I noticed that he was quoted today saying that the evidence in this case is cut and dry, Jahar Tsarnaev guilty. But you spoke with someone who doesn't see it quite that way.
No, I did speak to someone. She writes for the Muslim Observer in Michigan. Her name is Karen Friedman. And she said, no, you know, this is not a done deal. We're having a trial because we don't know what the evidence is. And she started talking about the alleged admission that he wrote in a boat, saying that we did this because all Muslim people do, you know, and so on.
She doubts the authenticity of that?
She says, you know, where do you get a pen from? Mm. How come they only discovered this a month after the bombing, after they had the boat for a month?
So is she questioning his innocence, or is she simply questioning some of the evidence and maybe his intention or frame of mind?
She's saying that we need to have a trial. Mm. I asked her if she was against the death penalty, and she said not necessarily.
So as it stands, November 3rd, 2014 trial date, a huge amount of work for the lawyers ahead in coming
months. Enormous.
That's WBUR's Bruce Gellerman. Thank you.
You're welcome.